Because y'all done made in man, so I pull up all of these.
Pull them all up.
Yeah, they got to.
We had the man here working on the horse. That's why I didn't come back.
I heard some ting, ting,
ting. He's putting on shoes. The horse got sore foot.
Yeah. That's where it start on a horse, in his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Horse or mule, that's where his sickness comes from, in his foot. You didn't know that, did you?
And well, I'm finding out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, that was something to see.
Ann brought you near a drink.
You didn't bring me no drink.
I get it.
She must
I brought out as many as I could carry.
Must have thought
I
didn't you didn't want nothing, Rick.
Do I look like I don't want nothing?
Sweating like that?
Let's see. Got in here. You know, I think I could eat an armadillo now.
Man, some of that good gopher.
Gopher.
Gopher. You ever, you remember when you taste that at my house that time?
Yeah.
That thing was all right, wasn't it? I wish I had about three or four of them doing nothing. What is that then?
Well, that's what I plugged in the saw with.
Yeah. Oh, you got your little saw.
Right there.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
We were going to fix the table today, but we didn't get to it.
Oh, I see.
And I put that thing in there because my extension cord wasn't long enough, so I ran it on.
Yeah.
How in the world do you open with this thing?
Other
end,
right there.
Oh.
Anybody want a vanilla wafer besides me? No.
You think I'm just saying that, don't you? See, I got two clients. I got two clients and pulled two rows and then pull him pull three back.
What did you do this morning?
This morning.
You did something this morning.
Saw out some sweet potatoes, huh?
I thought you picked peanuts this morning.
Mm-mm.
That's what you said.
No, we went to pick peanuts and they didn't pick none today. They picked yesterday. We picked day before yesterday and yesterday. Picked 20 crates yesterday. And had them by, it was before 1 o'clock, wasn't it?
I thought you picked them this morning.
No, he told us to knock off. That was yesterday. I mean, I turned and broke up all that watermelon field yesterday evening after a knock off. We on the other side of Johnson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Broke up all that watermelon field, double cut it. And then where I had tomatoes, I broke up all of that land in there too. Yesterday evening after I leave there. Then come home and was home for a night.
For a night?
Mm-hmm, long for a night.
Well, I could be late.
No, it wasn't late as it is now.
Little for this one.
Yeah, little for this time, he was home, we were done home. Now tomorrow, I'll go out there and plant that whole watermelon patch in nothing but peanuts. And ain't no coffee weed to come and nothing but a little bit of grass.
How do you know?
And I know it. Ain't nothing there for them watermelon. Well, then there'd have been some big weeds in there. Big weeds in there, but it wasn't no...
None of that coffee weed?
None of that coffee weed.
Well, how do you get rid of it?
Hmm?
How do you get rid of it?
That coffee weed?
Yeah. I mean, other than what we did.
Take your disc, and every time it go to come up, cut it for one season. And you won't see no more coffee weed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
for 1 year.
Without nothing planted,
huh? That's right. Just don't plant nothing in there. Just keep it cut up. Just keep it tilled up. That'll kill them. So you don't have a chance to seed out.
Oh.
But once they get big like that, some of them were so big I couldn't pull them. I had to get
somebody
stronger than me to pull
them.
She
ain't seen no big ones. She went to that little peanut patch I had out on the Johnson, did it?
Sure did.
Now that was some coffee weed. Big as that big bush here on there. See that weed over here on there?
That big?
Mm-hmm. Just as big as that. Tall, just like that.
Well, that's a tree.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know coffee weed got that big.
I haven't seen them big around in my arm right now. Coffee weed.
Oh, come on.
Sure, you think that's yours?
They don't get that big.
Yes, they do, too. Yes,
well,
sir.
That's a tree.
You should have let them stay out there.
You should have some. Y'all don't want no cookies?
There's some crackers, too.
She offered you some and you don't want none, I might eat some. Come on out. Come on out. Yeah, I can pick them up. Yeah, I can pick them up.
I may have some more of them.
So why I put them on the table? Ain't that something? Come on, I can pick them up. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm letting the fool a dozen, didn't I?
You want to look at the horses.
A horse?
Yeah, they in the field, boy.
Them horses out there eating grass.
They'll come up. She called.
You hear so?
Sometimes they'll come up.
There we go with a cow. It was up to the fence. Big
there's
cow.
They're probably still around.
Not too cow, boy.
I don't want some more coffee beans up. You can't hardly plow with them things. Make your plow do that and dodge around.
You feel it?
That tractor be going along and every time it hit one, it flicked that thing back to switch it reef on it.
I didn't think nothing to kick that plow around with all those things on it.
Sure.
They get right heavy.
Just when you run out of that to drink, that's grapes.
Yeah.
Grapes. Won't stay?
Yeah, no.
His mom figured you'd be pretty thirsty. She's got some other stuff too. I'll bring it.
That old boy good for Lily. You know, he ain't no good for nothing but to eat. Put them in that bottle. He'll eat good and dry. Drink good and dry, eat everything out of the spoon.
And they go for a hole like they're
rich. Go for
a cow run.
How could a cow run a gopher?
That's what I want to know.
Run them off.
Oh, goodness.
You don't want no gopher hole out there. Cow stepping and bust a leg.
That's right.
You got to watch that.
A man had a pastor to come in and he pulled them all out of his pastor. Down near the far, between far and Burbank.
Gophers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you do that? He told me, but I don't know what he'd tell me. He told me quite a few things today that
you
I
know
don't think quite right.
Find a little bit. A bed thing that's got that big wire all the way around it, that big piece that's all the way around the edge of it.
Of a bed?
Bed spring.
That's a good sized piece of wire.
That's right. That's what you need.
That's
then you put your hook on it and make a crook in the end of it like that.
Yeah.
The sharp on the end, the sharp, it'll be sharp like an ice pick or something on the end. And then you run that down in that hole and twist it up under his shell and that go to rubbing it. You gotta give up. Pull him right on out of there.
You get him in the shell?
Pull him clean out of there.
Well, he said he had two holes. Chuck said he had two holes he was in.
We had two. Chuck, where the two holes you had to go for?
I'm talking about, I told him to go for have a little hole up there and one.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
See, then he had one up there and one down there.
I thought they just went down in.
When it ran, he got a place up there, he gets up, maybe that water won't get on him.
Well, I'll be. The water goes down the bottom?
And he be up to the top up there.
That's why you can't hook him so good.
Oh, your hook goes to the bottom.
Can't go up there to get him then if he up there.
Now, if you see him around kind of getting me, I'll bend your hook all up.
So he'd be upstairs.
In his other house.
I'm afraid one
I'll
of them
tell
things
you how
will
to
bite.
Trick him. Although you got to go bite.
You go
to pick him up and he put his head ready back in his shell.
I heard people got their fingers bit off.
Do you know what he's talking about? A box turtle, a snapping
turtle.
Yeah.
You know, it's two kinds.
A box gopher ain't it there.
A gopher all that water.
No, that's cool. That's a box food and a spigot leg.
He probably talking about a salt.
You ever
saw
them with the long neck? That boy nigga full up a frying pan nearly about on it.
From out of salt shell.
Yeah, you ever hit some
that
salt
the one
shell?
That's the one
that'll
bite you.
Yeah, man.
Eat you up.
That's gone got a neck that long.
He ain't better that alligator cooter yet. That alligator cooter.
So they'll just bite it on off quick.
Yep. You can feel him jolt when he bites. Yep.
One of them beat you?
Yeah, bit my thumb off near once.
Hey, what you done?
When was that?
Yeah. That's been a long time. I don't know which one.
You used to swim a lot, didn't
it? I used to swim and dive in the water and get them things out of the water. Cat sea, mud sea.
You can't
gator.
Get them without a pole.
Yeah. I used to get them gators and bring them out.
All them time.
Yeah.
A boy do it now.
You
New
get
Robert.
The water with a gator.
Yeah. Bring them out of there.
You're crazy. He'll eat you up.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
Not if you can fight.
You're catching right.
You seen what them jaws can do to you?
No, not his jaws. You know what he do? Now, if you ain't a good swimmer and know how to get out of his way, he'll drown you. You get on top of that water, and he'll take that tail and slap you under there and knock you full. See, that when he fight with that tail.
Yeah.
He'll slap you under the water.
But don't he bite you?
He can't bite you if you know how to stay out of his way.
They swim pretty good, though.
You know how he got to bite you?
No.
He got to get up over you to bite you.
A gator?
Nah, a saltwater gator. He can bite you up under you. But the alligator got to get up over you to bite you.
Up on top.
Oh, that's right.
Now you stay on him, he can't bite.
Oh, his mouth home like that. But a saltwater gator can get you anyway. He come on you and bite you.
Oh, so you just stay down?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you wouldn't get saltwater, doing that.
Now, here'll be a saltwater gator mouth for me to open like that from the top.
Uh-huh.
But the old alligator, he'd open from the bottom.
Oh,
see?
I see.
And he can't catch you all kind
see.
Of house. You see what I'm talking about?
Oh, I was
me
thinking
too.
They both went.
Mm-mm. Now, that saltwater gator here, his mouth come open like that.
Yeah.
But that old alligator, his mouth come open like that.
And the bottom drops down. So he got to get up a little bit.
That's right. You know, he can't do nothing to you fighting you. But, buddy, he can whoop you with that tail.
Well, I heard that they get you, and then they spin around, and if they get your arm, they just spin around and tear your arm.
Break your arm. Mm-hmm. You jiggle stick in his mouth, and he'll spin around with that stick and break your arm worse than a car. Yes, sir.
Well, how
that stick regular. They have that stick busy humming. He turning so fast with it.
I got some more ham.
These boys, how much are going to eat supper here?
Looks like it. I'll get some more ham.
Grab the plate.
Got to get the start.
You better get your plate, they say.
Pass them over here, dude.
That's about all he's good for, ain't he, Rick? You watching him, man.
Let me sit.
He said, pass the plate. That's supposed to sit up. Little dummy.
I
might
sure
fall back.
Dummy. He ain't here, dummy, is he? Oops, I'm going to break a glass.
3-4.
Pass the man that grip.
Is it hot?
No, just take the handle. It's hot.
That pot was hot.
There ain't seen no plate yet.
You ever seen anybody pour the top on it?
Oh,
that's what I was trying to do.
Chip has some plates down the
ditty. I got some choice out there.
I got a plate, Lord.
Drinking so much of
you
this drink.
Yeah.
There it is. You know old Tuck Mac?
Mm-hmm.
You know Tuck Mac?
Mm-mm.
He lives over in Mississippi.
Fix my food, honey.
Yeah.
He used to get the gators.
Yeah.
But he said he used to leave the old she-gator alone and just get the nest. And he'd rob the nest and get the eggs and hatch them and sell the little ones. But he said everybody else got the old she-gator, so they just went ahead and did that too afterwards.
Cool.
But he said he'd made some money.
Yeah, sure right.
You ain't one.
They want to eat. They're ready to eat.
Ricky looking at it.
They ain't ready for them coffee beans, though, is they ready?
Man, hot pot.
They ain't ready for them coffee beans, is it?
Who there?
Yo.
Well, it's just broken in now.
Who there?
We'll show them the other field.
I like got two
fields. What other field? What are you talking about?
Well, we didn't tell you. We got the 10-acre peanut field.
Another big field to go in and pull them weeds out of.
There you go.
Got another great... Got another great big field to go in, boys. 10 acres of peanuts to pull the coffee beans out of.
Dope.
10 acres.
Yeah.
Y'all here?
You ready to go and pull them?
No, I know
I ain't worried. I might.
Ricky, I'll pull it.
Really, they love to bet on you got to pull all the reeds, eh?
I don't.
You see, sorry.
I'll be the intent to wake you.
You see, sorry, we're going to pull them all fine.
Say you're sorry we done pulled him?
Oh, leave it on his house.
That we done made him hurt his feelings.
Well, it seemed like they
weeds.
Said to me that...
As long as them weeds been out
there,
you
were
going to come
and
leave him hurt his feelings.
He went to say we helped us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Nigga told me to leave one roll for you. Said you would put it out. Get the on the
sure,
P roll. You know what I'm talking about? Here. And I said it's cool. I just grabbed it and carried it on in it, huh? Then leave that
sure.
to be.
Yeah.
It was him to tell the tale on somebody.
Right.
Now you're gonna get me in trouble.
You heard me.
You want this part?
Say, I had me a visitor last
night. Let me hold it after you.
I had me a visitor last night.
Yeah.
You about that?
What
day
they had?
A snake?
Oh, he's an armadillo. He scared the fire out of me.
Who he was?
He come under there, and you know there's some old pipes under there?
Yeah.
And he saw here this bling, bling, and then I hear this creep, and I thought somebody's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on out with my flashlight. Him. He took off and he ran into that plow.
You ought to have been caught, man. You could have cooked it. You know, you're cooking. If you ever cook one and taste him, you won't want nothing no better to tell me. My sister cooked one once and
the
I
way
eat
they
didn't hold a green.
Claws, you know, they really tear you up.
They ain't gonna do nothing. Pick him right up.
What you mean?
Pick him right up off the ground. He ain't gonna do nothing.
With those claws?
He won't do nothing.
Pieces.
Man, that thing will scratch you, man.
That thing ain't do nothing.
I wouldn't pick him up there.
Many times I pick them things up.
You pick him up?
Yeah. My boy cut one and put him in the car, and then I made him turn him loose. No, he had about three of them, didn't he?
Who? Man.
Kermit. Not even Kermit Grove that time.
Oh, yeah.
Had three of them in the car, and I made him turn him loose.
By the tail, you get him?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do nothing by the tail.
They'll scratch you if you catch them.
Bad legs or something. Things got sharp claws.
Boys, yeah. Y'all know what good meat is. I'm a dealer. The best meat is.
I sure don't want no more.
Well, I reckon
them?
About the only way to get them is shoot them, though, because they move too fast.
I have to pull them out of the little hole he's going in. Now, that's something hard to pull out of a hole, I tell you that. Catch him by his tail. You can't pull. You pull his tail off before you get him out of there. Getting hungry, he stretched them legs out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you put a briggers on there, you can't pull them out there.
Well, I'd have thought if they'd gone in the hole, they'd kind of just relax, you know, think they was all right.
Mm-mm. Every time you go to pull them, you feel them doing themselves down, tighter down in that hole. You can't pull them out there.
And they can run, too, can't they?
Yeah, it's fairly grunt. He runs so fast.
How's
what?
It
go?
What's that?
And bring the hole so quick that he's gonna get the rack from here onto that. See, when he get that close, ain't no need you trying to stop him. He just ball up in the knot and just roll. Going down that hole. What you want to drink?
Huh?
You want the drink over there?
No, I'm gonna set up my chair.
I'm sitting close to the table, you know.
Kind of rest on that back.
Your back ain't worrying you either.
I don't know if I got one anymore.
Tell you the truth. I wake up in the morning, I can't get out of bed. My back be hurting me so bad. I know what that's keeping up on me though. Boy's day is counting up. Started to go when I was 16 years old.
How long?
Started to go when I was 16 years old.
16.
Mm-hmm. 16 years old, started to go. Back of the door. Really?
Well, if I go backwards, that'd be 42.
Mm-hmm. As I count back to your age now, I know what to do to have something when I get about my age now. But I didn't know it when I was coming on.
What'd you do?
Hmm?
What's that?
I'd have made myself a man. I'd have made plenty of money and everything by now. See, if I didn't know with what I know now. See?
Well, you better tell me so I can do it.
All right. We have this man here, ain't you?
Huh?
You him. You wait around for him, don't you?
Yeah.
He got all this land around here, ain't he?
Yeah.
He got these tractors here, ain't he?
Yeah.
If you don't get it now, when you gonna get it?
Never.
All right. You can take this at your spare time. Find you 5 acres of peanuts in March. You can get $10 a crate for them.
In March?
Plant them in March. Plant them in March. And when time comes to dig them, you get $10 a bushel for them. And you would have to pay the people about 2.5 to pick them.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's making money.
And you get the $10 in the bag when you get it back, but you know you had to count that, deduct that from that 10.
You're still making money.
That's what I'm telling you. Peanuts, $7.50 now. I don't know how long they gonna hold it, but they're $7.50 now. Mm-hmm. Who stole my glass?
That glass ain't been you.
Who stole my glass that was sitting here?
Glass.
He did.
It is been you.
Ain't it?
That boy there reached over there and got my glass and leave his nose. Now ain't that some getting there?
Sure did.
He took a silly
pill. That was my glass.
Hear me
right
them
there.
Greens. They're hot
green
on this side and I can't pick them up.
This boy is rough. You see that twist in the
wicket?
Huh? I sought my glass right there till I got ready to get some more drink.
Yeah.
No,
and
he got your glass.
No,
he told me to pour it up.
My glass was here all the time, wasn't it, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
I saw what he did.
You saw what I do?
Sure.
He's gonna clean this place.
That's an eating boy over there.
Was eating them peanuts.
Y'all wouldn't want to feed him.
Put the bag 17.
He eat that much?
$17 worth of grocery a day.
What? No, I don't.
I'm going to get home and go act like he ain't eat again.
Pass him the food again.
You more than right around
there? You just dig in.
Pass him the grit and right on around and they ain't eat.
I don't want nothing.
You don't want nothing.
I'm making
home.
Stuff.
When we're
going to
tell
for. He was asking for feet last night, wasn't you, boy?
No.
You wanted a big brim last night, didn't you?
You got it.
Brim. Yeah, brim fish.
Oh!
You went fishing?
No. I think they bought them, didn't they?
How many they had they bought? I know one thing. I mean, I didn't clean seven. I cleaned seven and washed them, gutted them and washed them, put them up there. And I cooked two. And you grabbed one of them, didn't you?
No, I didn't. He got half of that fish.
That was your fish.
He
had none to eat his fish.
Oh dear. I ain't got none of his.
So you got some of his and you hit yours and got some of his too, man.
Yeah.
You knocked him out. Really, you don't ever go fishing?
I haven't been in a while. Where you go?
I ain't been fishing since I'm a man. I used to go fishing with on the lake. Him and his little boy and two more little boys got one up in the house. I ain't been fishing since. Me and him was to go that morning. That Saturday morning, 40 that Saturday morning, I heard you hollering down there and I jumped about my bed. I heard something boom. I don't know what that blowed up in that house. That house was, couldn't see nothing but they lit up the semis of the day down there. Something in that house blowed up that morning. And my cousin was running from going to her sister's house as a holler and couldn't see nothing but it lit up down there. She was just a hollering and running. I didn't know what she was hollering and running. So I said, that house on fire. Excuse me. So she said, ooh, my baby in there. And the man with the thing with her, named Lynn Walker, he got burned up, his little boy, and her two sisters' little boys. All of them got burned up in that house. And while that house was burning, before it got burned in there, beat them children, I believe that smoke had them really couldn't wake up.
Oh, yeah?
taking the axe and went there to that window, the individual, the room with the sleeping in, and tried to bust in there and couldn't bust in there for nothing. And when it did, got a whole bust in there, man, smoking fire whooped out of there like that. That's what we did there. Wouldn't it?
That smoke would get you.
Mm-hmm.
You never going fishing?
Mm-mm, I ain't been fishing no more sand. Never have been no more sand.
Well, he was good. Good fisherman?
Oh, he'd catch him and nobody else couldn't.
He would?
Yeah.
Well, you caught him.
Hmm?
You caught him.
I used to read out in the water and catch the fish with nothing on the hook.
Some already caught around
there.
Yeah.
Sure is. I didn't see it.
Then how are you going to get a hold of it?
Wouldn't bait the hook. I dropped the hook down there. So hungry to eat the hook. Really? I have caught them like that. When the bed showing off, if anything hit down there, he going to grab it. When they on the bed showing off. I'd be looking at the fish when he grabbed the hook. Looking down in the water right at him.
Where's that?
That was on the Metaparia.
The what?
The Metaparia.
Oh, I never heard of that. That wasn't around here?
Mm-hmm. It's about... putting under that highway out there. From, you know, when I get down on and then go out to the highway, about that distance from where I see.
Bobby, I didn't think any lakes around here was clear enough to see.
Mm-hmm.
They all look brown.
That ain't so good. Well, they didn't allow, don't stop people from fishing down there. They're selling on lots down there.
Well,
the undergrowth all the way around that area now, selling lots. So many $1,000 for one lot. Why are you wearing at that place? You want some more of these? You done rate these boys, now getting them supper.
Well, I think they kind of deserve it. And I tell you, I sure did.
They were talking about leaving somewhere till tomorrow, wasn't it? I told them they wasn't going to leave land with them, you didn't. I told them something, didn't I?
You told them they couldn't leave it.
Said that woman, that lady which was out town, had to come back us to the bend, too.
I tell you. When you start picking, everybody works faster except one.
Who is this?
I don't recollect.
Yeah, who was that didn't work faster?
You want to leave that on you.
Oh.
Did you work fast?
Me?
Didn't you see me?
Come on, who?
I was pulling it fast as somebody.
Let me
I don't
have
know
some
who
of that
was.
Grape stuff.
I had to pass that to him. You can reach over. They really working that grape over, ain't they?
Working over too.
Now what you got? You won't have none for tonight unless you go back to the store.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be awake long enough tonight to drink a whole lot more of it.
Mm-hmm. I get home and feed them two or three old hogs I got, and I'll be ready to take a bath and hit the bed.
I thought you were going to get them tonight.
Hmm?
I thought you were going to get them hogs tonight.
Them wild ones? Them wild hogs?
Yeah.
See, they don't come out till about this, when the dew be down on in the morning.
Oh, yeah?
At the time they ram around there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have them caught?
Mm-mm. And just about daylight, they go in.
Uh-huh.
If you be out there at 4:00 in the morning with your good rifle and tip around there with a headlight, you can shine with a mine, go around and pop me that 22, and you won't move no more. But I ain't got that 22 rifle now. I got the shotgun, and I shot it the other day, and you know that thing bulge out on the end? Easy, my car tunk now. Knock all the sight off it. And the barrel is spread about a half an inch wide, ain't it?
What'd you put in it to shoot?
Oh, number 6 shot, 20 gauge.
I never heard tell of that.
This is a little sandbar had gotten the barrel with me to done that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell them wild hogs on the market, can you?
Oh, but you can put them in your deep freezer so good.
Oh, yeah?
And eat them.
Uh-huh. Well, you got to clean them right then.
I knew it. I don't want you on them boiling. He's too long old bowl, didn't he? Yeah, I don't need he's too rank. You had a wig on him. As soon as you shoot him, don't stop him. Just wake right back down with him.
He'll well, you gotta have some hot water to get the hair off.
Mm-mm. Skin him.
You skin him? When I did it with a fella, he just dunked him in hot water and just peeled it all off.
I knew that too.
But you can just skin him? I never seen that.
Skin him just like you do a cow.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You hang him up?
Well, he's a damn lean on his skin.
Well, he's not real big, then.
Sometimes he is. It took about 4 hours one time he killed a big wall hole right out on the lake. You know where that fish kept going to Citrus?
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
in that hammock back there.
Oh, yeah?
He killed a hog so big till I paid him that the truth. It took some of us to put him on the wagon.
Ooh, I didn't think they'd get that big
out. Man, they come from that bird olive. They'd come close from bird olive. You know the bird olive?
Yeah.
We really would come closer. And we'd go out there hunting in the night with dogs and kill them. And in the day, too. I caught about 8 or 10 of them wild pigs and put them in a pen to grow the largest and the nicest hog you ever seen. It was just a stem and gently, then it was a hog. After I fed them a while, and they got used to it.
And you know, if you could do that again, you'd make some money. Price is coming like that.
Surely would. Well, I don't eat now. Thank you all for my supper.
Now you ought to just got to figure out if you can still move.
Hmm?
Just got to see if you can still move.
Oh, yeah, I can move, I believe. I believe I can. Boy, I ain't forgot I'm tired, though. Y'all give his mom some of them peanuts? She didn't get none of the peanuts?
Yeah, I put them inside.
Come on, who?
I gotta carry them in.
Is them enough now?
Well, if they're not, I know where I can get some more in a week or two.
Yes, sir. They just about ready.
Mm-hmm. Every time that plow would knock up one, the peanut shell was on there, but it ain't quite matured inside. It got to get larger and turn red inside.
Some of them were pink.
Yeah, they're pink. If he wasn't pink, he sure was.
Well, how much longer
are
you reckon
it'll be? I'll say about 2.5 weeks. Yeah, be good and solid then.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's early part of the year, I'd pick them next week. Know why? That's when you get them $10, see? Great. If it's early in the year, you couldn't lay on the steel. You'd have to pick them now to get the money. You see, that's what the sales are for. Get old. Nothing but pop. Nothing but pop.
Well,
I planted a patch one time in February and I got $12 a crate from
them.
Planted them in February though.
Like that's
well, now you're planting peanuts now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they come up what? September?
Yeah, the first of September.
So the market be back up on it.
Mm-mm. Don't go back up no more this year. Not all the way up to $10.
Oh, it won't?
Mm-mm. It'll linger around 5, 6, and 8. It'll linger up around there for a while. Then they'll get short on them directly. But this man would be been picking for. That's fine. I got all that. You know that big watermelon peel was up on the old 301 by that old liquor bar?
Oh, yeah.
He got all that broken. So he's supposed to be planting today. Yeah, he's supposed to plant all that big field today.
Yeah.
And every time you finish your field, the man gathered the hay and gave him 25 cents a bale for the hay. The man gathered bale to sell. 25 cents a bale. And then he get right behind that man with getting that hay. He said, if he don't hurry up and get it, he'd cut it under the dirt. And he cut that land right back and planted right back in peanuts.
Ooh.
That's right. All them fields we done picked now, he's cutting right behind us. The fast you get out of one field, you know nothing. He dissed that nut. He's going crazy, man.
My Lord, he
don't
wait a day.
Colored fella and a white fella. Young white fella, but he a little older than you. Young white fella's name is Jock Lyle's son-in-law.
Uh-huh.
See, Jock Lyle used to be the constable.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I heard of him.
He run that, used to run that big Purdue shed, real one out, like when you pass Citra on the 4 lane and going real one out on the left there.
Yeah.
That he had that shed built there.
Well, he had some money then.
His son named Buddy Loud.
Uh-huh.
And his daughter was named Doug? I done forgot her name, but anyway, he had one daughter and one son. Buddy Loud and his sister. That's all the children he had. So he built that shed. He got that shed rented. He leased that shed to that fella for so much money, yeah. He leased it to him for so much money. That's still his shed. And you know what he done? After he rented that shed, he used to do all that buying and selling and thing there himself. After he done that, he hauled stuff to Jacksonville and Georgia and South Carolina. He used to tell him what it was all about. Had his own trucks and things with it. After he went out of that business, know what he done now?
What?
Jumped back on his tractor and going to farm and water and told me he wasn't got a problem. That man going crazy. This morning we was going out trying to pick peanuts. He was on that tractor at 7 o'clock. I said, go on, Mr. Lyle, you got it.
7 o'clock?
Well, yeah, on that John Deere tractor, letting her eat, buddy, planting peanuts. He planting and selling.
And doing it all himself?
Yes, sir.
If somebody wasn't going to go back to farming, he don't look like he's kept his promise.
Yeah, Joe, when he say he wasn't going to farm no more.
He must be making money.
Yeah, he's making money.
He probably got him some fine equipment, too.
Yeah, he got a good stone deer traction, all the equipment with it. Got a truck, he just, in a trailer, he just run it right up on that truck or on that trailer and hook it behind something and going to another field. He got stuff planted all over here in a grow park. Windsor and Grove Park. You know where them two places?
Yeah.
You got stuff planted all out. They got a big okra patch over there.
He must be on the road all the time.
And every time he looks, yeah. He said he got tired of going on Jacksonville Market and them markets, though. So he been looking, he better stop. So he had never been robbed or nothing. He have come from there, told how many $1,000 he have come out from there, bitch.
Man, I wouldn't do that. You're asking for it.
He's in Jacksonville, the devil of a place. He said he'll kill you there. They'll see you leave out some little money to lie and kill you. He said he been lucky, he had never been robbed. But the other man, that boy run that shed now?
Yeah.
His daddy had got robbed 2 or 3 times up there. Mm-hmm. He didn't kill him or beat him up or nothing. He said he just handled the money. Keep him from killing him.
Well, that's what I do.
What do you do? They come after you with a gun or something.
And you come back and tell the people that they're robbed. Now, I ain't brought nothing back. I've had your money, but I ain't got it. Now, you had to wait till I catch up a little bit. And he'd catch up and pay the people their money. He sure would. Mr. Rob Warden. Who's that old boy done walked off?
He went over to look at the cow.
Yeah, you only go to the car. He ready to go home. No, he don't eat. You want to ride that old bicycle, you get that anti.
What they got to ride?
Old bicycle.
They
be running. Got it reared up in the front, you know. You know how you put them forks higher?
Yeah.
Right, sitting up in the front like it got turned over.
Huh. And that tire way out there?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I'll go. Then I'm going to see you all again, you reckon.
Well, it'd be picking time.
I've got Coyote and tell you to come here pick peanuts. You got the way going here, though, you're saying.
Yeah. We got to get it done, or else we're going to get caught, because this is getting over gauge and grade already.
Oh, yeah.
When are you going to be picking?
They won't start begging out till Monday. I know they won't.
Picking?
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably be Tuesday or Wednesday before we, you know, kind of get to where we can have a breather.
No, I see.
But I'll let you know.
Hmm.
That's right.
Can you pick peanuts?
I don't know. I might be able to.
Well, if it's as hard as pulling coffee weeds.
It ain't quite tough as that. Man, I take and go along all day long, take my crate, get my peanut and hit it side like that, and take that little sand out there. Peanuts dying and all the stems on the vine too. Walk right on down that road.
And if they all don't come off?
Yeah, every one of them. And I hit every one of them going to the crate and leave the stem. There won't be no stems on them. Leave the stems in the, on the vine. I pick them like that all day in there. And many people can do it, though.
No.
They have too much trash in them.
No.
The man come by my crate, he seen me doing that. He said, don't get that trash in them. I said, come on, look in mine. He said, if everybody pick them clean as you, they'd be all right. And I was whooping them. Rap on the edge of that crate. I heard some people try to see me doing that yesterday and was trying that. I know they was messing up. Them little girls are tired that, and I knew they was missing us. Yeah, I reckon I'll go then, and I thank you all for my...
Well, where'd you learn that?
Old boy come from, South Carolina was doing that one day in the peanut patch, and that camper took 15 crates a day by himself.
15 crates?
Yeah, so, old Zeke. Old Zeke the one brought that kind of after that, whooping them peanuts and crap. Old Zeke brought that to him.
Zeke?
And the little fella named Zeke. He wasn't a bit taller, but like that. And he'd go sharp all the time, dressed up sharp all the time.
Hmm. And he'd show you how to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me. He said, you ever pick peanuts? He saw the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming by the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I haven't picked them. He said, well, you know, it's one of these affairs that you just get one at a time.
Mm-mm. You know, you can take that peanut bunch and pull it up.
Yeah.
And shake it like that, and all them peanuts hang around, and you can get them by the handful. And you know how you milk a cow?
Yeah.
How to milk them off, like, and get them by the handful. Whoop, whoop, and that bunch clean. Get about 3 licks on a bunch and get clean.
And you can just wrap
I mean, by the handful.
Well, it's them
peanuts,
let me.
Now, I ain't gonna have no peanuts like that man had up there. That man, peanuts man, just be hanging under there just like that. They all under that vine. Just double all the way down the bunch. And they just hang right up under the bunch, and you can just put your hand on there and get them about a handful now, and a handful again, and then return it over and get a handful. And you're through with them.
That's a lot of peanuts.
That's right. That's the way his peanuts is. He's getting about 100 crates to the acre. Getting about 100 crates to the acre. You know why mine ain't gonna do it, don't you, Rich?
Hmm?
You know why them up there ain't gonna do that, don't
you? Ain't got the sand.
Ain't got the sand. That's right.
The sand.
Yeah, see, you ain't got the sand. We ain't got nothing to throw that sand up to them. See, it should have been done on 3 weeks ago. That sand should have been turned, but you can't get sand to go up to them. Not what you got. You needed that sand to be built up by that much on that bunch. And they'll cover them up. And every one of them giants on that peanut vine going to the ground, that'll make a peanut.
Yeah, you show me a little purple stem light.
Mm-hmm, we're trying to pin down and you have no
yeah.
to pin down on. Well, the best way to plant them, when you're planting peanuts, you get to one of them opening plows.
Yeah.
And put in front of each one of your planters.
Uh-huh.
And let that peanut be about that deep under the ground. Down under the ground. And just as soon as it stick its head about that row, cover it just about up. Just leave one little streak in there.